A Porsche man is dead after he reportedly began firing a gun randomly outside his home Monday afternoon and was later confronted by law enforcement officers attempting to have the gunman surrender. Lawrence County Sheriff's deputies and Arkansas State troopers responded to a call at around 3:45 yesterday afternoon of a man firing a gun indiscriminately in the neighborhood around South Free Street. A sheriff's deputy and two state troopers observed 40-year-old William Chad Newman standing inside a shop building with a handgun and rifle. Law enforcement officers made repeated attempts requesting Newman to drop the guns and surrender. Newman refused to comply and pointed one of the guns at the officers, who then fired on Newman. The troopers and deputy rushed to the aid of Newman to provide life-saving medical aid. Newman was later pronounced deceased at the scene. Special agents of the State Police Criminal Investigation Division were called to the residence and are conducting an investigation of the incident. Newman's body is being transported to the Arkansas State Crime Laboratory, where an autopsy will be conducted and evidence recovered from the scene will be examined. The investigative case file will be presented to the Lawrence County prosecuting attorney, who will determine if the use of deadly force by the troopers and deputy was consistent with Arkansas law. Identity of the state troopers involved in the shooting is being withheld until later this week. As prescribed by state police policy, both have been placed on paid administrative leave. Judge Stephen Prevett has recused himself from the trial of former law enforcement officer Rob Pilkington of Pomona. Pilkington is accused of raping and molesting a minor. Pilkington faces 13 felony charges. Judge Robert David Ray will be the judge in the case, which goes to trial on September 19th. Authorities in Alabama have arrested a man from Dyer County, Tennessee, in a murder case from more than a decade ago. David Swift was arrested in connection with the death of his former wife, Karen Swift, who was a native of Walnut Ridge, Arkansas. Karen Swift's body was found in December of 2011 at the couple's home in Dyersburg. Swift was reported missing in October of 2011 when she did not return from a Halloween party. David Swift had since remarried and moved to Alabama. Karen Swift was the mother of four. A disagreement on the proper use of lead mining remediation settlement funds has ended. In 2016, the state of Missouri bought 4,200 acres of land along the 11 Point River to build a state park. The next year, landowners sued the state, saying the park would destroy the wild and scenic nature of the property. Oregon County officials cited the loss of county property tax money if a state park was built. The State Board of Appeals has now ruled in favor of State Attorney General Eric Smith, saying that there will not be a sale of the property. The Sharp and Izard County Sheriff's Department's arrest reports for last week is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Thayer Fire Department, along with the Thayer Rural Fire Department, conducted their annual Muscular Dystrophy Association Fill the Boot fundraising campaign this past Saturday in Thayer. They are pleased to announce that through the generosity of those that contributed to this worthy cause, they raised so far $2,530 this year. There are still additional monies that are in the process, so this total will go up. They want to thank all those that donated to the cause, and a thanks also for those that dropped water and drinks off to those collecting money. All of this was greatly appreciated. A special thanks to the firefighters for taking the time from their families and busy schedules. There are two boots out in the area. One is at the Thayer Police Station, the other at Thayer City Hall. These boots are there for those who wish to make a contribution and were unable to be there for the collection on Saturday. Any amount, no matter how small, is appreciated. The Thayer Fire Department, along with the Thayer Rural Fire Department, wants to thank the surrounding communities that made this year's contribution possible. No monies from this drive are kept by the department, as it is all going to the Muscular Dystrophy Association to help find a cure for muscular dystrophy-related illnesses. Arkansas lawmakers are meeting this week for a special session on tax cuts and school safety grants that's been spurred by the state sitting on a $1.6 billion surplus. Leading up to the session, Democratic lawmakers have been calling for a raise in teachers' salaries, but face resistance from the GOP leaders who say the proposal needs to wait until next year. The tax cut plan has also raised questions about whether such a reduction could jeopardize some of the state's federal COVID-19 aid. The House and Senate are set to convene today. Arkansas ranks in the bottom 10 in a new report on child well-being across the nation. The annual Kids Count report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation measures states in four areas: economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. In this year's analysis, the state ranks 43rd. Rich Huddleston is the head of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. He says even though the state has made progress over the past decade, 22%, or about 152,000 kids, are living in poverty.
The research is pretty clear that child poverty really can have a negative impact on child health, early brain development, school performance, their future employment and earning prospects, and has a stake and really weaken our future workforce and economy.
Huddleston notes the poverty rates for Black, Indigenous, and other children of color is worse.